Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And any time the Word of God is proclaimed or taught in faith at the direction of the Holy Spirit, the power is present. To be born again, to be healed, filled, delivered, blessed, enlightened, whatever that word contains, the power's there. If you hear it as the words of men and are bored and don't care, it's like a dry block of wood pushing up. Nothing. No flow. Nothing. But if you sit there and go, this is the Word of God. This is the Word of God. I believe this. I believe this. You'll start having some sparks. Some arcing coming over. See, the more unbelief, faith is a receiver. Doubt is a resistor. We don't want to be insulated from the power of God by doubt and unbelief. So that even though it's all around us, we perceive none of it. We want to be conductors of the power of God. For the power of God to flow in us, to us, and through us. Can you say amen? That's what this woman... Now, this woman with the issue of blood, she didn't know this is the Messiah. She didn't know this is God manifested in the flesh. No, no, no. She heard about people being healed in the ministry. She might think he's a prophet. She must think more than just a man is going on here. God is doing something. This is real. She believed it. And though all that touching was going on and nothing happening, she came and touched. And it arced. Just like flipping on the switch. The power was there all the time. But when she touched in faith, her faith conducted the power of God. Flowed into her and healed her. Hallelujah. Is this still true today? Is this so today? Look in this place in Matthew, please. Matthew 10. Matthew 10, Jesus said to those he sent out, he said, when you come to a house, verse 12, Matthew 10, 12, salute it. If you look at Luke's account, he said, say, peace be to this house. And if the house be worthy, or as Luke says, if the Son of Peace be there, let your peace come upon it. And if it be not worthy, let your peace do what? Return. Do what? Return. Return to you. And what's the very next verse? Verse 14. And whosoever shall what? Not receive you, nor hear your words. When you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Man, this is a graphic example of this. He said, when you come into a place and people, they didn't have hotels like they do today and restaurants. So people stayed in folks' houses. And so if somebody, he said, if somebody's going to receive you and say, you, my disciples that I've sent out, can stay in their house, sleep there, eat there, then you don't just go in there unappreciatively. You go in there and by my direction, you say, peace be on this house. How many understand this is not just a greeting? This is a release of power. Yeah. Peace, and if you were a person like these folks that knew something about the Old Testament, you're talking about shalom, which is not just a comfortable feeling. Shalom would make you rich. Shalom would protect you. Peace be on this whole household. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Nothing be whole, be complete. What did Jesus tell that woman with the issue of blood? Go in peace and be whole. And what did he tell them is going to happen? If a son of peace is there, what is a son of peace? I think you could say it like this. Somebody who's receptive to it, to peace, who believes in it, who respects it. If they are, what'll happen? It'll come on them. This happens every time we have an offering. We speak the blessing over you guys. If you respect it, you believe it, you receive it, it'll come on you. Stay on you. Work in you. Work for you. If not, it'll come right back. Right back. He said to you when you speak it, it'll come right back to you. Does this sound like electricity? Because it's real. All, whether you're talking about heat, or you're talking about light, or you're talking about any different form of power, the principles are the same. These things flow where they're conducted, where they are received. I remember Brother Hagin working with him in healing school. The Lord appeared to him and laid his hands on him. This is something. And he said when he did, he put his finger in his hands and said, I've called you, given you a special anointing to minister to the sick. He said, this won't work. This is the head of the church talking. This won't work unless you tell the people. What do you mean? The Lord can give you something spectacular and it won't work? What? Unless you tell the people. Why do you need to tell them? So they can hear. So they can have faith. Because if you don't, nothing to conduct the power. Even though the power's there, there won't be any conduction of it or reception of it. And I've been in the healing line with him many times. And I've heard him say this over and over again. I think a lot of times he'd say it, it wasn't even coming out of his mind. He'd lay hands on people. A lot of times he'd say, now receive that. No, no, it came right back out of you. It went in you, came right back out. Anybody know what I, have you ever heard Brother Hagin say that if you're around his ministry? I've heard him say that scores and scores of times. That went into you, came right back out. And yet, the dear one, they're not trying to be stubborn necessarily, but people have not been taught to yield. And they've not been taught that you're even supposed to be receiving. And it's not a matter of falling. Falling doesn't heal you. If falling would heal you, all we got to do is go get everybody to fall and they'd be healed. And yet, if you receive the power of God and you fall over, well, that's fine too. But it's not about falling. What it is about is not being analytical. You don't receive God with your intellect. This has got nothing to do. Faith is not knowledge. Faith is not understanding. Faith has nothing to do with reasoning. Faith is of the heart. It's a choice to believe, to respect it, to receive it. And the moment you do that, it's like turning the electric switch on. The power flows unimpeded. But if you're scared, you don't know if you believe it or not, there's resistance. There's resistance. And a lot of times, if people sense the power of God, it startles them and they go, and so they resist. People being filled with the Holy Spirit, same thing. He tells of laying hands on people to be filled with the Spirit. And one case, they didn't speak with tongues. And he said, now when I prayed for you, did you sense the anointing come on you? Yeah, yeah. Did something stir in you to prompt you to say something that wasn't English? He said, all I could do to keep from it. He said, you're not supposed to keep from it. You're supposed to yield to it. And people say, well, I don't want it to be me doing it. It's going to be you receiving. It's going to be you yielding. And so I want to be the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Spirit to receive the Holy Spirit. See, wrong thinking. The Lord's not going to make you speak in tongues. You have to yield. When the anointing comes on you, utterance prompts you, you have to speak. Just like you speak when you're speaking in English or your known language. You have to use your lips, you have to use your vocal cords and your tongue. The difference is, it's not coming out of your head, it's coming out of here. But if you'll yield, there'll be a flow. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith is a receiver. The power of God is real. Faith is the conductor of the power of God. There is something now that has been discovered long ago, but it's called superconductors. And a superconductor is a phenomenon that if a certain material at a certain temperature, there is zero resistance. How many would like to be a superconductor? A good conductor is low resistance. A superconductor is no resistance. If it's God, why in the world would we be resisting Him? Right? If it's His Word, what would be our hesitation in receiving it and believing it? If it's His Spirit, what would be our slowness? Our hesitation? Reluctance? All these things are manifestations of fear, uncertainty. And that constitutes resistance, not receiving. Oh, but when you forget about all that, you quiet your mind, you stop fearing, you stop doubting, you stop trying to figure it out, and you just believe that you receive. And by faith, hallelujah, when you do that, there's a flow. I said, there's a flow. There is a flow. Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.